question now, why now we have to manage resources? I think we don't just manage resources for the sake of managing it. It is for our benefit. You mean, or the white man, when what like MK Kai and everything, or the Rangolo supermarket, you mean, lo Solomon Islands, and indeed, lo mifala lo lauru, time for like MK Kai, mifala Rangolo sea, and for Rangolo land. In fact, any supermarket, lo mifala too. So I think it makes a lot of sense that mifala look up some other resources, yeah.
One fellow big man, lo Chuezo province. In fact, Hemi long-serving provincial premier inside Long Country, Hemi served for more than 10 years. We catch up with them Hemlo second day blo National Environmental Symposium where Hemi happen lo this man is lo Honiara. Symposium ya Hemi is series of meetings ya where take him come okata experts, people where save lo okata things where okata stardom and lo this one Hemi side lo environment. Okata things where stop lo environment, flora and fauna lo country, that is animal and plant species inside lo country, and people or communities lo country where waka lo come up in good environments blo yumi. Lo this episode baba yumi harem story blo Jackson Kiloe. Lo why now community involvement hemi important lo side lo environmental conservation. And what now some fala lo okata challenges province blo hem if face him. Hello and welcome.
You're listening to The Environment Show.
Late Dr. John Rowan, founder of One Falala Okata first local NGOs, Hemi One Stalem that Solomon Islands, Hemi One Fala country of villages. Villages now, it make him up country, but you mean Solomon Islands. Premier Jackson Kiloe, Hemi Karim, same kind talk talk too.
Thank you so much. I think before we go on, me just like making an open statement or same noma. This country is a nation of communities. Anything to do with him Solomon Islands, if you have to address him through longer communities, then by him effective. So yes, local conservation and resource management and very important for him engage him now communities and let them communities themselves who are the resource owners for take a leading role in managing their resources. Imilo province and long government and maybe NGOs have support him ogata with them resources, maybe long ordinances and maybe technical know-how or to help manage him other resources. So how or what we fall and do him long provincial government, me fall and gare me fall partnership with them Larula Conference of Tribal Communities where me fall try because otana resource owners, all tribes of choice all or the members to this Larula Conference of Tribal Communities, or the chiefs, everyone member of him and not him gare command him very big respect from what people long choice all. So I make him a lot of sense because we are dealing with resources where I stop long land block people, even low sea or low land, or got a cheap shana, cast garem power over. So me follow up to work with them. So me follow province on government, sign him one for MOU with them, Larul Conference for Ogata now, take him leading role long conservation, long province Blomifala. Then TNC, M come into the scene long 2003, sign him MOU with them, government and Larul Conference too. So Ogata provide them resources, even manpower. For carrying out resource management low virus communities below Mifala. So with that as a result, Mifala produce him now the first ever registry plan along Solomon Islands when Mifala call them Chosol Province registry for 2009. This Mifala registry, Mifala believe that whatever you do in registry plan because whatever you do in long land by affecting what them low sisua and low reefs too. So you have to do him conservation holistically, you have to approach him from the land and also catch him low sea too. As a result of that, Mifalangarem now more than 20 marine conservation areas as well as more than 10 terrestrial conservation areas by various communities. Also level two, other communities here, Garem their own committees, management committees, where Ogata now look after Ogata respective committee resource management areas in Blokata.
How Okata forefathers Bluyumi, Okata great-great-grannies Bluyumi look out in resources but by him a little bit different, lo however you may look out him this time. Also, you may save population, hemi come a big fella. and how for you may look out him for cater for growing population, hemi pabai big fella issue to ya. And with him, okata resources, you may put him dollar sign no him. Hemi something, okata resource owners and communities, and government or provincial level, and okata people also Jackson Kiloe, if face him all time.
Time you say managing resources holistically, you have a little bit explain him that one more.
Yes, managing resources. The question now, why now we have to manage resources? I think we don't just manage resources for the sake of managing it. It is for our benefit. You mean, or the white man when. What like MKK and everything, or the Rangolo supermarket, yeah. I mean, lo Solomon Islands, and indeed, lo mifala lo lauru, time for like MKK, mifala Rangolo sea, and for Rangolo land. In fact, I'm supermarket, blo mifala too. So I think it makes a lot of sense that mifala look up them other resources, yeah, because I'm not continue for providing them life for mifala, yes, mifala no Rangolo shops, mifala no MKK, mifala go look at them fish lo sea, and also go look at them MKK long garden or even lo bush. But now, imi entalo economy, blo imi longo global economy, imi have to look at them selling too. So those prices now, imi give him come rise the need for managing water resources, because there are now impacts blo logging, imi come over harvesting of fisheries resources, imi come because imi need him selling for PEM school fee for doing other things. Yeah, so imi important too. Imi need for managing so that or something and non deplete so that imi shall use him now and even at future blo imi too.
Low country, blue yumi, resources, also land especially, okata people now e onam. And that one, hemi one falalo okata big challenges, Jackson Kiloe, e face him lo province play.
Yes, the huge challenge is that yumi long government, mi falalo government, being in a provincial government, I'm trying to put a regulation or law over something that I don't actually own. Yeah, I'm owned by the people. Okata resource owners not own him, so I don't have whole power for controlling what is actually theirs. So because emblokata all Tangaran power to do what they want to do with their resources. And the frustrating part now, because of lack of resources in the province for effectively carrying out all the conservation plans in Blohem, sometimes Okata people bring from the home or look at opportunities for making money too. So that's why Ota invite them come a lot of logging companies. Now we have a here interest along mining too, and come in. And because I'm blocked people, so because that's all power and the law invested upon long on national government and with them other customary owners. Very little power no more, I'm left law provincial governments. In fact, Mifala provinces are being asked to continue to facilitate some of these destructive activities. Example, timber rights. We don't choose to hold timber rights. We have to do it under the current law. Nah? So even though we know it might be bad for our people and it might be bad for the environment and also social impact for communities, we continue to facilitate them because that's what the law allows us to do. So the frustration for me is that even though I know what is bad for my people, I continue to facilitate it as required by the current law. So me call for a review of the Forest and Timber Legislation Act, and we must give him a little bit power of provinces to say no.
And you've been premier for more than 10 years now. How na luluk blo you law side law overall conservation inside law province? Is there something that can be done more?
Yes, there's always room for improvement. Me fala thankful since 2003 when TNC came into the scene and signed an MOU with the provincial government and the Larula Conference on Tribal Communities. We've seen a growing number of interests along conservation board along marine and also lo terrestrial. There are other bodies that come into the scene through that partnership as well. We have NRDF, Live and Learn and others where they come into the board for helping people for conserving both areas, both whether either lo land or long sea. And there's a need to do more. But the thing is this, without us offering them alternative source of income, by I'm still a challenge to people because they will need money for paying school fee, they will need money for doing other things too. So if we have to be effective low conservation, we may have to offer them, these people, some alternative source of income where they can gain income so that they meet other needs without spoiling now or the resources in Blokota conservation areas in Blokota.
Me to follow story yet, but next session lo program hemi call substart now. And since premier hemi sit down lo panelist, me ask him what now any last talk hemi like talem lo people blo hem side, Law Conservation.
There's a lot that I could say, but I'd like to thank him so much for taking the leading role in conserving water, water resources from Blokata, whether MLO land or Law Sea. As I know that there will be challenges, and it's failure on my part and on our part as governments for me for no development, but so much that Ota Save earn him any income other ways rather than spoil him water resources block for the respective communities and land Blokata. But I like to encourage them to keep on looking after water resources in Blokata. In fact, it's not me, Nami Talami. I think we've been commanded long book long Genesis yet. We have to be good custodians of resources, because water resources here, yeah, I'm not only blow you me. It those resources belong to people where water dying go finish and belong you me where I'm life this time. I think it belongs to people where water stop come before ahead of us where water no born come yet. So it is our duty on those of us in my life now for look up them, because that's a huge responsibility on our part. We are stewards. I mean, no, I'm not blow you miss 11, blow everybody else. So I think I call upon all my people, yes, use him water resources where I'm under long power blow you, but use him wisely so that you mean everyone now and in the future, but I benefit Lohem.
Premier Blue Trezel Province, Jackson Kiloe. The next episode of the Environment Show, Babayu Miherem Conservation Story, Blue Okatalo Simbo.
Deal with him, Saka things about him, how now for me for la keep him Simbo, or same one for la organic island. And me proud for tell him that Simbo him one for la organic island, which is auto certified and finished, auto take him certificate long June this year. And me for planning for me for by celebrating this certification lo December. Me for come across stuck at challenges long or this for association, mainly site long or the husband or community leaders or church leaders or same.
Simbo, hemi one for a small island no more, yeah? And sometimes you had for looking lo map too. But after the April tsunami, stuck up prospecting hemi happen lo there. And at one time, Okuta discovered minerals lo there too, where Okuta like for mining. After that fala event, one fellow women's group, Hemi form. Hemi for giving out voices and concerns, blogs of Bikinini and Mami and Okuta youth lo island here. And how Okuta doing things for make sure Okuta future generations enjoy him too. What now Okuta enjoy him this time lo island. Stop, listen, come lo Tuesday, number 17, lo October, lo 8:20 a.m. That is 20 minutes past 8, after Radio New Zealand International News lo morning for Herem story. Esta Londu Storm come island, blahem, lo Simbo. For now, thank you for your listen, come. Me Priscilla Rago.